When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Met mine just as your boat sailed by. This I know of you, nothing more. You are the girl whose eyes met mine passing the river shore.
Johnny Mathis, and this is a show and a score that hopefully you will love one day too, that day being today. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here at 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the now springtime hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, that is obviously, for those people who know, the wonderful ballad from Flower Drum Song, and that's a show we're going to be celebrating today. Flower Drum Song was the penultimate Rodgers and Hammerstein Broadway show. It opened in December of 1958. It ran exactly 600 performances on the dot, and it was a show that was on the money. It was a big hit for them and made into a movie subsequently, and it is an underappreciated show, I think, by and large, because it hasn't had a ton of revivals for reasons we'll discuss. But little confluences happened that made me want to celebrate this show. I was talking to a man named Todd S. Purdom, who's in the midst of writing a Titanic biography, joint biography of Rodgers and Hammerstein. And we were talking over lunch. He said, what's your favorite Rodgers and Hammerstein score? And I said, I'm going to shock you, but it really is Flower Drum Song, because it's got so many things going on in it, which you'll get to hear. And I think his jaw somewhat dropped. And then Ann Harada, who's a good pal and currently in Pacific Overtures at CSC, was visited backstage by Pat Suzuki, who was the original Linda Lowe in the show, and we'll get to hear. And then Barbara Carroll, one of the great pianists, enthusiasts of the Broadway songbook, cabaret boîte performer, who unfortunately left us 2 months ago, did a fantastic album of Flower Drum Song covers, which we'll get to hear some of. So all long way of saying this is a good opportunity to hear such a beautiful score. Now, we know Richard Rodgers was great at writing in different idioms. Obviously, he could write Thailand, he could write Maine, he could eventually write Elizabethan England and the South Pacific, you name it. And this is a contemporary score, though, and he ties a lot of interesting Chinese ideas and harmonics into a very jazzy 1958 hip show. So we open in San Francisco, and let's hear the overture to Flower Drum Song, my favorite Rodgers and Hammerstein score. Now, don't you know you're in for something special with an overture like that? Well, we are in San Francisco's Chinatown in the late 1950s, where the older generation, the elders, who are the, what would I say, spiritual and cultural background of Chinatown, are holding on to their traditions. Sound familiar? While the younger generation is shifting the ground under their feet. So an idea, obviously, that would be picked up in Fiddler on the Roof with a different culture completely. Wang Ta is a very desirable bachelor who is the son of a very distinguished family in Chinatown, and they have asked for a trying to get him set up to be married. And our female lead, whose name is Mei Li, played by Miyoshi Umeki, is come over from China to be the mail order bride of a kind of Weisenheimer. I guess that's the only way to call him, Sammy Fong. Anyway, it gets kind of complicated. You heard Wang Ta's opening number, You Are Beautiful, sung by Johnny Mathis. Here is Mei Li's opening number when she just arrives from China, illegally as it turns out, to San Francisco's Chinatown.
My father says that children keep growing, rivers keep flowing too. My father says he doesn't know why, but somehow or other they do. A hundred media miracles are happening every day, and those who say they don't agree are those who do not hear or see. 100 media miracles, 100 media miracles are happening every day.
Miracle of changing weather.
When a dark blue curtain is pinned by the stars to the sky, every flower and tree is a treat to see. The air is very clean and dry. Then a wind comes blowing the pains all away. Night is confused and upset. The sky falls down like a clumsy clown. The flowers and the trees get wet.
Very wet.
100 million miracles. 100 million miracles are happening every day.
And when the wind shall turn his face, the pins are put right back in place.
100 million miracles. 100 million miracles are happening every day.
In every single minute, so much is going on along the Yellow River or the Tiber.
100 million miracles.
A swallow in Tasmania is sitting on her eggs, and suddenly those eggs have wings and eyes and beaks and legs.
100 million miracles.
A little girl in Chongqing, just 30 inches tall, decides that she will try to walk and nearly doesn't fall.
100 million miracles. 100 million miracles.
yes, the sun will keep rising over the eastern hill. My father says he doesn't know why, but somehow or other it will.
It will somehow or other it will.
That is the great opening number for the character of Millet in Flower Drum Song. Well, this score to me just has so many interesting things going on. It has the typical Rodgers and Hammerstein romantic leads, I guess, Wang Ta and Mei Li. And then we have the more contemporary Americanized Weisenheimers. And that is absolutely the case with Linda Low. And this was played by Pat Suzuki, and she had a big hit song in it that showed her way of wanting to be, you know, this sassy, pert object of everyone's eyes. And I remember once in New York, there was a Chinese-Cuban restaurant that always my dad always loved to go to. So in that spirit, here is Peggy Lee with her Latin-tinged version of the hit song from Flower Drum Song, I Enjoy Being a Girl.
Great. I am proud that my silhouette is curvy, that I walk with a sweet and girlish gait, with my hips kind of swivelly and swervy. I adore being dressed in something frilly. When my date comes to get me at my place, out I go with my George on a billy, like a filly who is ready for the race. When I have a brand new hairdo, with my eyelashes all in curl, I float as the clouds on air do. I enjoy being a girl. When men say I'm cute and funny, and my teeth aren't teeth but pearl, I just laugh it up like honey. I enjoy being a girl. I flip when a fellow sends me flowers. I drool over dresses made of lace. I talk on the telephone for hours with a pound and a half of cream upon my face. I'm strictly a female, and my future I hope will be in the home of a brave and free man who'll enjoy being a guy, having a girl like me. On the telephone for hours with a pound and a half of cream upon my face. I'm strictly a female, and my future I hope will be in the home of a brave and free male who'll enjoy being a guy, having a girl.
Boom, Peggy Lee, I Enjoy Being a Girl. Today's focus on Broadway to Main Street is Flower Drum Song, 1958 Rodgers and Hammerstein musical. It was a big, lovely hit in its day, and unfortunately, I would say the wheels of the world turn a bit, and a song like I Enjoy Being a Girl is not quite as, what would I say, appreciable in the current context, and neither, I think, in many ways, are some of the Chinese-American, I wouldn't call them stereotypes, I would call them constructs. So even though the show was made into a movie and had some touring production subsequently, it never became a mainstream show. And in 2002, David Henry Hwang, who is one of the leading playwrights in America, who happens to be Chinese-American, decided to revise the book because, like many Chinese-Americans, or Asian-Americans, they valued that show for what it kind of brought to the cultural perspective, but thought perhaps it could be updated and tweaked more or less, I think in his case more, to appeal to a contemporary audience. So here are two songs from the 2002 revival, Leah Salonga plays Mei Li in this, and then we'll hear Jose Lana singing Like a God. So, from the 2002 revival of Flower Drum Song, two fantastic songs.
Atmosphere, like a smile on a friendly face. There is something about the place, so caressing and warm it is, like a smile on a friendly face, like a port in a storm it is. So caressing and warm it is. All the people are so sincere. Like a port in a storm it is. I am going to like it
in my hand and my arm thrown around the sky. All the world will be mine at my command when you're near and I hear you sigh. When you're near and I hear you sigh. There is no sweeter song I know. With a heart full of hope I fly. Higher I go, stronger I grow. Like a god I can tear away the mist from the sky if you want it blue. In the wake of the mist, like a goddess, you'll be kissed by a god in love with you.
From the 2002 revival of Flower Drum Song. Of course, Wang Ta and Mei Li start to fall in love with each other, even though they're destined or they're supposed to wind up with other people. That happens in musical comedy, folks. There was a great song sung by Juanita Hall, who had been in South Pacific, who was actually African-American, but played in a lot of plays, but she obviously played characters of Asian descent in two Rodgers and Hammerstein musicals. Oh, gives me a headache just talking about it. She had a song called Chop Suey, which, of course, is an American invention. Sort of clever song, although Hammerstein was not really Larry Hart when it came to this kind of number. Here is the wonderful Barbara Carroll, one of the great cabaret pianists of the second half of the 20th century. This is an album of covers she did from this score. And as always, I adore her. And here is her version of Chop Suey.
I will never fail to disappoint you, baby. Don't marry me. I eat lychee nuts and cookies in bed, and I fill the bed with nutshells and crumbs.
I have irritating habits you'll dread. I like the way I have of cracking my thumbs. My grandpa was a big game hunter. He met grandma swinging on a tree. If you want to have attractive children, baby, don't marry me. I'm devoted to my dear old mama.
And if me and mama disagree,
I would always side with her against you, Schnooky.
Don't marry me. I would always like to know where you go. I don't like a wife to keep me in doubt.
Honey, that's a thing that's easy to know. You will always know where I am. I'm out. I am talking like a Chinese uncle.
I am serious as I can be.
I am saying this because I love you.
Darling, don't marry me.
Marry a dope, innocent and gaga.
Marry a con, Ali or the aga.
Marry for money,
or marry for free.
But don't marry me.
Also from the 2002 revival, Jody Long and Randall Duck Kim. Essentially, Sammy Fong and May Lee in the original and other characters sing it in this version. Gives me headaches sometimes. What does not give me a headache is the score by Richard Rodgers. And here he is in 1958 doing swing and jazz stuff, aided and abetted by Luther Henderson, who did the arrangements. They were always interested in the next people who were exciting, Rodgers and Hammerstein. Gene Kelly directed the show. Oliver Smith did the sets. People they had never really worked with before on Flower Drum Song. Here is Pat Suzuki as Linda Lowe to sing the jazzy tribute to San Francisco's thoroughfare through Chinatown, Grant Avenue.
Grant Avenue, San Francisco, California, USA. Looks down from Chinatown over a foggy bay. You travel there in a trolley up you climb. Dong dong, you're in Hong Kong, having yourself a time. You can eat if you are in the mood. Shark fin soup, bean cake fish. The girl who serves you all your food is another tasty dish. You know, you can't have a new way of living till you're living all the way on Grant Avenue.
Where is that?
San Francisco, that's where's that? California, USA. A western street with eastern manners, tall pagodas with golden banners throw their shadows through a lantern glow. You can shop for precious jade ore, teak wood tables or silk brocade, or see a bold and brassy nightclub show. On the most exciting thoroughfare I know, they call it soup, bean cake fish. The girl who serves you all your food is another tasty dish. You know, you can't have a new way of living till you're living all the way on Grant Avenue.
Where is that?
San Francisco, that's where it's at. California, USA.
Now, you got to hand it to Oscar Hammerstein as well. He has that lyric, you can't have a new way of living, right in the middle of Grant Avenue. Here's a man who'd been writing lyrics for half a century, and I bet no one had come up with that one until he did. Well, one of the supporting characters is a woman named Helen Chow, who pines away for Wang Ta unrequitedly. A big song was picked up, sung by Mathis, Tony Bennett, and guess what? Leslie Odom Jr., the Tony-winning actor from Hamilton, has just recorded an album, and he includes it. So that's how great and wonderful a score Flower Drum Song is. Even in 2017, people are covering songs from it. So here is Leslie Odom Jr. singing Love, Look Away.
My door.
And the curtain comes down on the first act of Flower Drum Song, and it comes right back up because we're at Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM. And I'm your host, Larry Maslon. And our show is sponsored by the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund. We find ourselves in a nightclub in Act Two. Where else do you want to be in a musical than in a nightclub in the beginning of Act Two? This is a Celestial Bar owned by Sammy Fong. And you'll hear some sort of, what can I say, Pal Joey in Chinatown, but not quite as funny lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein. And you'll hear a wonderful guy named Jack Soo singing in the middle. Jack Soo replaced Larry Blyden, who was not Chinese American, in the film version, but here he is in the stage version. Anyway, a couple of funny nightclub numbers from Flower Drum Song, beginning of Act Two.
Vagabond sailor, all my friends call me sport. I am a fellow for action, any storm in a port, storm in a port. Back to the laundry. Now that I'm home and I'm resting, home from over the sea, all the girls who adored me go gliding through my memory. A sweet Colleen from Ireland, her hair was fiery red, her eyes gave out a green light that That said, I could go ahead. Say something in Irish.
Ellen go black.
Good. I met a girl in Sweden, of whom I grew quite fond. A stately Scandinavian type, a buxom blue-eyed blonde. And then in merry England, a girl who worshipped me, gliding through my memory. That's how I see them, gliding through my memory. In sunny Barcelona, a dancing chick I picked. Her castanets were clicking like nothing ever clicked.
Olé!
You can say that again. A very friendly mamsel in ooh-la-la Paris. She was a girl who couldn't say anything but... Was fun to cast an anchor in lovely Casablanca. I loved a Grecian doll and another doll in Holland. But of all the girls in every hemisphere, there's no one like the girl I have right here. Right here.
In you.
That was the beautiful You Are Beautiful, performed by the Andre Castellanets Orchestra. And I put that in because, A, I love that tune, but B, this show is at the height of people recording stuff from Broadway musicals, and a lot of people covered the score. And the cast album, A Flower Drum Song, which was produced by Rodgers and Hammerstein, and was one of the first big shows released in stereo, was number one for 3 weeks. How about that, folks, in 1959? That's what a kind of a crossover hit Flower Drum Song was. Well, let us hear from the older generation as we wend our way towards the very skimpy act two of Flower Drum Song. Here is Key Luke and Juanita Hall. Here's Key Luke and Juanita Hall singing about the older generation from the original cast album.
I am puzzled by the aptitude of children over here. They are often disobedient. They seem to have no fear of the father.
They come home when they are tired out or when they want to eat, and they act as if they're coming home with quite a special treat for the father.
My older son at 21 has just discovered love, a complicated subject he knows very little of.
Your younger son confuses me the way he uses words. He tells me I am kooky and something for the birds.
What are we going to do about the other generation?
How will we ever communicate without communication?
You don't know where they go or what they do.
Hi-ya! And what peculiar thoughts they think they never reveal to you.
A very discouraging problem is the other generation. They want to lead a life that's all their own.
Perhaps we ought to let them forsake them and forget them, but then we'd only find ourselves alone
with one another. I don't believe we like to be alone. When you speak from your experience, you meet with cool disdain. Every child is born with knowledge beyond the puny brain of a father.
Every child is born with confidence a parent can't achieve, and the kind of intuition that compels him to believe what he'd rather.
My older son has chosen a daughter-in-law for me. A dancer in a nightclub is my daughter-in-law to be.
She dances and undresses till she's naked as a flea, and everyone can look at
what he alone should see. What are we going to do about the other generation? How will we ever communicate without communication?
They never take the blame for one mistake.
Oh, no. The parents are responsible for every mistake they make. A very discouraging problem is the other generation. And soon there'll be another one as well.
And when our out-of-hand sons are bringing up our grandsons, I hope our grandsons give their fathers hell.
Can't wait to see it. I hope our grandsons give their fathers hell.
People when they are wearing gold rings,
being together each morning. sharing our coffee and toast. That's only one of the pictures. Here's one I'll picture most. Sunday, sweet Sunday, with nothing to do. Lazy and lovely, my one day with you. Hazy and happy, we'll drift through the day, dreaming the hours away. While all the funny papers lie or fly around the place, I will try my kisses on your funny face. Dozing, then waking, on Sunday you'll see. Only me.
Sunday, sweet Sunday, with nothing to do. Lazy and lovely, my one day with you. Hazy and happy, we'll drift through the day, dreaming the hours away. While all the funny papers lie or fly around the place, I will try my kisses on your funny face. Dozing, then waking, on Sunday you'll see.
In a good Rodgers and Hammerstein musical, and this one is very much a musical comedy, the subplot Weisenheimers have to wind up together. That's Pat Suzuki and Larry Blyden. Wonderfully charming song. I hope you found the whole score charming. This was a show from 1958 that doesn't get played or I think appreciated as much as it could be. I think a couple of weeks ago we did O Captain, also from 1958. This was a time when everyone just kind of glommed on to the prestige and the great tunes of Broadway, and no one brought it home with more variety and more charm and more depth than Rodgers and Hammerstein. So I think the score to Flower Drum Song is one of 100 million miracles. I hope you enjoyed it. And here is the final wedding march, where Wang Ta and Mei Li wind up together, as of course they must, on Grant Avenue in Chinatown in Flower Drum Song. Thanks so much.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.